How's it going? Just me today. Unfortunately, we could not record our trademark, podcast this week because, well, you know, I'll let Terry fill you in on that. I just want to nip it in the bud now. This one's on Terry, okay? Plenty have been on me. This one's on Terry. Unfortunately, with these pesky full-time jobs and growing families, it's kind of a use or lose it situation on our very small window to record. So unfortunately, we lost it this week. But I got some things to talk about. Like, for example... hang on. Terry's just walked in, actually. Terry, I didn't know you'd be here. Oh, I couldn't miss this, Andy. Well, Terry, if you're here, why don't you give the people the opening to the podcast? Hello and welcome to What's So Great About the Podcast that knows that Man United are fucking back. My name is Terry. My name is Andy. Andy, how the bloody hell are you? Very well, Terry, and you? I too am well. Good to hear it, pal. Hey, I saw a movie, Andy. Oh, really? We're going straight into this? Now, are you familiar with the work of Daniel Schloppenstein? Well, let me tell you, this movie fucking ruled, Andy. It's definitely going to go in, I say, top 15 in the movies I've seen this week. Oh, wow. High praise indeed. What did you give it on Letterboxd? Well, now, I had some issues with it, Andy, but I had to give it a 4.5 stars on Letterboxd. And hey, guess who's in it? Does the words Jonathan Taylor Michelson mean anything to you? Nope, I can't say they do, Terry. Well, he's only A24's new hot shit. Actually, this is just me now. I'm not even channeling Terry anymore. Anyway, Terry, great to see you, and I look forward to podding with you next week. All right, peace out, buddy. See you, T. What a guy. And just as mysteriously as he arrived, he was gone. Hey, go, we do sound similar. Hey, I've seen a movie. I've seen two movies, actually. How about that? Well, first of all, before I even talk about that shit, I've seen some of the stills for the upcoming Beatles biopics, which I didn't realise, even though Terry has probably told me. Four movies being released on the same day. I mean... Do I? Am I just saying that? No, I hate that. And I looked at the stills of who they got. So, I don't know all the actors' names, okay? But Paul Mescal as Paul McCartney. In the still shot that I've seen. Now, they kind of made the still shots look a little bit blurry. But absolutely dead on. Like, early, like, 62 Paul McCartney, you know? Like, very, very early days. And I'm like him, spot on. The chap who is John, and again, this is why I don't understand that, like, they're all from different eras, because you got early Paul, and then you got John with the glasses and long hair. Personally, one of my favourite John styles, although I was a fan of bearded John for a limited period that he had it. But the chap who plays John, you know what? The glasses and the hair are doing a lot of the heavy lifting, I'll say. His face looked okay. Bit of a chin on him, you know. I don't recall John being much of a chinsman. But, you know, that's okay. So those two, no problems. Because, you know, you're not going to get. They're all very unique looking cats. Then you get to Barry Keoghan. I don't know. As Ringo. Which, you know, I can see it. I don't know if that's his nose. In the picture, he's got Ringo's big nose. But he's so distinctive looking. You know, he's like Ringo's whole appeal is how unthreatening he looks. And Barry Keoghan, his appeal is arguably how threatening he looks. So, you know, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, is that George? And I was like, oh, it's Ringo. Oh, okay. It looks like the Ringo era is like Sergeant Pepper era. So I don't know what he's going to be talking about, because, you know, as Ringo said himself, he learned how to play chess during that album because he had such little things to do. And then, I don't know, some schlub is playing George Harrison. Doesn't look a fucking thing like him. I mean, George is the one you should be getting right. He looks like maybe closer to David Gilmour. It's just a bloke with long hair and a beard, to be honest. So, look, it's only stills, so I don't know. And everyone's slating it and saying it'd be terrible. But the thing, like, you know, I'm going into it with open arms because I like the Beatles a lot. And I'll watch anything about them or with them in it. But the thing that concerns me is, like, okay, one, you have to get them all looking the part. And then you have to get them to all sound... They're all going to be doing Scouse accents. Like, and that's, you know, it's not easy for people to do that. Luckily, luckily, I know exactly what I'm doing with the Scouse accents. But if you're getting people for a movie, that kind of sounded like John there. Okay, hang on a sec. Okay, here we go. So right now I'm John Lennon, right? No, it's from Manchester. That's Gary Neville. Right, at this moment in time, I'm John Lennon of the Beatles, yeah? Right, so John Lennon is a bit like this. No, that's fucking, I'm all over the place. Jesus, bring back Terry. Whereas Paul, you know, is a little bit, you know, he says a lot of things, you know, and then after he says one thing, he'll say, you know, and you know, that's the great thing about me is that I, so that's my Paul. I can't do the rest. I can do a bit of Paul. But anyway, so that's that. And I'd be interested to see how it goes. What else is going on? So I have a new system. Speaking of movies, I have a new system for watching movies where... So, me and my lady friend, wife-to-be, we alternate lie-on days on the weekends. And by the way, on my YouTube thing, I said lie-on, and everyone picked me up on it, as if, like, lie-on? What, like the animal? I was like, what? It's like, lie-in, you mean? And that made me really think, like, is it lie-in? No, people say lie-on. I'm lying on, like lying in, okay, I'm lying in bed, that makes sense. Lie on, no, I'm having a lie on, I'm lying on with time. The on relates to time and the in relates to the bed, okay? So anyway, on Saturday I had my patented lie on, which was great, but on Sunday is my day to get up. So to make it less painful, I mean, it's great getting up with my child, it's great and all that, but you know, the first few minutes you're like, oh, what, really? So I get up, and what I do is I'll stick on a movie, and I'll stick on a movie that I haven't seen before. So I did that with, I can't remember which ones I watched now, but I watched a few. Air, that was one. And this week, or this Sunday, I watched Raging Bull finally, because Robert De Niro, or Bob, to his friends, myself included, I haven't really seen any of his pre-Goodfellas, maybe Cape Fear. No, that was 91, wasn't it? I haven't seen any of his pre-Goodfellas roles, barring Taxi Driver, which I saw last year. Which, do you know, if I can say between me and you, I thought it was good, but I don't get, you know, it. What's the it factor that I'm not getting, you know? I thought it was good movie. Bit scuzzy. I like my New York movies to have an element of scuzz, but I don't know. I know I'm missing something there, but Raging Bull, I think I actually preferred Raging Bull, actually, even though like Raging Bull wasn't amazing either. I thought it looked brilliant. The black and white, you know, it's set in the 40s or 50s and all this, and you have Joe Pesci in like probably the first. I haven't seen him in any of the other movies, but Joe Pesci is basically being Joe Pesci, like 10% watered down, you know. He's younger and he, you know, takes no shit, and he's still kind of that kind of tough guy sort of thing. But I enjoyed it. Now, the boxing itself, you know, compared to even, say, Creed that we watched, like the boxing looks real there. It didn't look real, really, in this. But it's almost like, you know, everything's been simplified on screen. It's like they're not bothering trying to get... like crowds of people around the ring when he's boxing. It's just like you just see like the first two rows and everything else is kind of black, and then the the contrast between that and the black and white, I was like, oh, it looks quite striking. Everything looks like almost like a play or something. Everything looked quite striking. De Niro's character is a total piece of shit. And if you don't follow me on Letterboxd, you'll miss my great review, which was just, I'm sad now, because he's just a piece of shit to everyone for the entire movie. And then kind of, it's just a bit, you know, it was just a bit sad. But I was really glad that I'd seen it. And a load of things where I'm like, oh, that's where that bit in The Simpsons is from. Oh, that's what that song is from, you know, all that. So I liked all that. But then on Saturday, I watched, finally, I watched Interstellar on Prime. And it was one of these ones, every time I said to someone, I still haven't seen that yet. Everyone's like, oh, what? You know, and if anything now, if I'm being honest, that puts me off wanting to watch it. That makes me like, yeah, I'm gonna actually dig my heels in more here. Why, I don't know. But I just knew I'd like it. I like McConaughey. I like space shit. I do like some Christopher Nolan movies, even though they're usually a little too long for my taste. But wow, fucking brilliant. And we actually watched it. I started watching it on Friday night, fell asleep. And I mean, that was just because I was on 2 hours sleep. There's just no way to catch up. This patented lie-on that I'll be having tomorrow is essential. Anyway, I fell asleep, and then on Saturday we watched it. And we even watched it with Joni as well, who also loved it. But like, I cried a few times during this. You know, I know the whole thing of, I've seen the scene before where he's watching his kids, the messages from his kids, but they're like 20 years older. And I knew the lore even in advance that, by the way, it's going to be spoilers alert. I hope you don't mind. I'm sure you've all seen it. But you know, the lore of like, oh, he didn't see what he was going to be shown, that was a total surprise. And like, just, I, you know, as a dad, and there's a lot of dad related feels in this movie. And this was one where I was like, oh my God, like, you know, he's missing his kids so much, and then they fuck up on that planet and they cost themselves 23 years or something. And so he sees his kids and they're all grown up, and I'm like, oh man, like, you would just be weeping seeing them, how old they are. And you know, oh, it was just like, I'm there watching it, just tears in my eyes. So I thought that was great. And then I can't believe that this secret has been kept from me for what, 11 years now? When they went to that other spaceship thing, and I don't know the ins and outs of it, but when they unzip the guy who was there before, and I'm like, I've seen him coming out of the water, I'm like, is that? And then I'm like, that's Matt Damon. And I was like, oh my fucking God. And he's hugging McConaughey like, oh, it's so good to see another human face and all this. I was like, fuck, as if this fucking movie couldn't get any better. Fucking yes, man. And then literally, I'm watching it with Joni, and she's like, he seems kind of like evil or something. And literally, as she said the words, is when he pushed him off the thing. And I was like, oh my God. And apparently that's another thing that Christopher Nolan did, was deliberately tried to keep it as much of a secret as possible. He didn't attend premieres. He didn't attend, you know, all the marketing stuff. Matt Damon, that is, because Christopher Nolan said he wanted to keep it extra stark, that you're surprised and happy to see him, and then he turns. And didn't Damon release like The Martian that later that year or next year? I seen something that it was like, oh, he wanted to do another space movie because he didn't want his only space movie to be a bad guy. I don't know if that's true. I just read it once, and so I don't know if I should take it as gospel. But and then you get the popular meme of him seeing himself, and he's like, no. But it was brilliant. I actually wanted to watch it again immediately afterwards. But I think it's left Prime now, or it's leaving. But I'd love to see it again, because there's so much. And then I'm like thinking about it all weekend, and I'm like, I say to Kerry like the next day, like, and you know, halfway through when he's like, oh, we become the ghosts of our children's future. And then he is the fucking ghost. You know, and she's like, yeah, we all got that straight away. I was like, okay, I just wanted to make sure you got it. So yeah, two solid movies. What else have I got to talk about? Oh, I've been doing some major adulting shit lately. So the window on my car, remember I was joking a month ago with Terry that like, well, it's going to be a cold ride home for you. It still hasn't been fixed. So I'm driving around up and down this motorway, and you've seen the weather. It's absolutely shockingly cold, wet, stormy, and everything else. And so I'm driving every day with wrapped up with me hood up, and I'm finally getting it sorted tomorrow. The mechanic, I'm pretty certain, never got around to ordering that part for you. But I called him yesterday, and he's like, yeah, no, I got the part, and it's the only thing is, and by the way, I don't know if you know the Arklow accent, but this is a dead on Arklow accent. I don't know because it's a bit long, but I'll have to have a look now tomorrow when I open the door. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And sure, if I can't get it working, I'll keep the window up for you anyway. And I was like, great, okay, yeah, okay. So we'll see. Even though it does interrupt my patented lie-on, got to get the car over anyway. So I've had that to deal with. And then at the same time, I've been having money disputes with my roofer. And man, I am so uncomfortable doing these grown-up things. So I had the money that I'd been keeping for the roofer to fix the job after we sacked our builder for basically doing nothing for months. And I won't bore you with the details, but here's the details. And I have to admit, I learned a lot from my dad through this process because he's been like kind of helping me out and dealing, help, talking to builders and kind of helping me out. Like I'm seeing him, how he's chatting to them and all this. And didn't have much experience and stuff like that. Whereas previously I would just be like, yeah, okay, if that's what you think, how much? Okay. Whereas I called the first roofer down, this is in December, and like very pushy, where it was like, oh, okay, well, that's not going to be, all the usual shit. Oh, that's not going to be cheap. And I tell you what, I'll do this, this, and this. Shake your hand right now. I'll do it for this much. And I was like, oh, okay, well, hang on a sec. And like, as I kept trying to tell him what the problems were, he kept interrupting me with something else. I'm like, okay, just let me speak first, and then you can say your piece after. Like, I'm not even arguing with him at this point. I'm just telling him the jobs that need doing, which I wouldn't have had the confidence to do before this poxy extension process has started. So, I have grown a little. Anyway, I don't know why I'm patting myself on the back for the most fucking mundane shit that literally all of you listening would be more than comfortable in doing. Then I got a second roofer out. He's like, yeah, okay, I can do that, but I can't do it till Jan. I was like, okay, fine. So we sorted it all, and we have these two roof lights, which are basically like skylights that don't open, installed wrong. But and so they were covered up with a tarp. So when it rained, it just rained on the tarp and didn't leak. So he took the tarp off, did something, this roofer, and then he's like, right, that should stop the leaks now. Like he didn't really want to be involved. He literally told me, oh, I've been dreading those roof lights. I knew there'd be trouble. He ended up charging me like an extra 400 quid for doing something with the roof lights. Like, well, we never said, it was just a check for, one of these sort of thing. Well, we didn't technically say that. So anyway, I managed to work out something with him. But anyway, he took the tarp off, and the next morning the kitchen was flooded with water, and we thought the dog had pissed everywhere. But it was the flood. And then so I called him out, or I texted him. This is on Saturday, and he's like, okay, I'll be down after lunch. I was like, okay. So I mean, this is proper like drip 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 drip, like a proper leak. Then it was starting to come through in other spots in the roof. Then it was coming through one of the lights. Then it was coming through another light. And like just all of a sudden, just pouring out of one light. I'm like, oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. So very stressful. And he came, he's like, look, I'll put the tarp back on until I can come back on Monday. I was like, okay. And then he got up, came back down, couldn't put the tarp on. It's too windy. I'm like, okay. So then I'm up there. He left. I'm like, right, I'll go up on the roof. I went up and got some rocks and paint cans and shit just to keep it so I could try and tape it up. So I went up, I'm trying to fix the seal them back up, and I just see him hopping me gate. It's like da 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 da, and I was like, oh, I must have loads of missed calls from like, no, oh, he just decided to come back and hop over to help me. I'm like, oh, great. And so together we got the thing sealed and all this. So he's like, well, I'll come back on Monday. Then He tries to charge me. He does the thing on Monday, comes in and fixes the problem after he misdiagnosed where the leaks were coming from in the first place. And then he's like, well, we'll have to be paid for coming back on Monday too. And I was like, well, no, since you were supposed to check for leaks, you thought they were coming from one spot. They're not. They're coming from a different spot. And because of your misdiagnosis, we had a bunch of damage inside the house. And now we have to pay extra for you to come and, you know, do what you shouldn't have done. So, do what you should have done in the first place. So it was a kind of back and forth about it. And like, even though, and like, it actually worked out great because I was going to pay him in full, but my AIB, it only has like, you can only send like $1,000 per day. And it was coming in at like two thousand something. And so I was like, okay, I'll just drip it in over the next few days. So then literally I'd given him $1,000 and then these leaks were happening. I was like, oh, thank fuck I didn't give him the rest. Because now I had the leverage, which, as I learned from the last year of my life, that's very important, because he would be under no rush. He'd be in no rush to come back if he's been paid up in full. The point of it all was that I, even having leverage, I wasn't comfortable. As soon as there was someone's looking for more money from me and they're not happy that I'm not giving it to them, I was immediately like, I'd almost give him all the money and just fix it myself just to make him go away. You know, that sort of thing. This was the first time where I had to be kind of like, no, I'm not giving you that. And so I just basically said, I'm not agreeing to that. I'll pay you up in full what we agreed, and then I'll consider done, you know. So I did and paid him up, and he came back to get some of his things a few days later. It was very nice to Kerry. Luckily, it wasn't being like, oh, fucking pull a thing through your window if you don't pay me that. It wasn't like that. I think I've seen too many movies. So all's well that ends well. Of course, it may leak again any day, but so far it's good. Anyway, this ended up being very boring, but just trying to keep it going. See how much I need Terry here. If you're a Liverpool fan, you might want to catch me on a watch along. I'm watching the Liverpool match on YouTube on Saturday night, 8 o'clock our time. I did one there for Liverpool versus Carabag, and I have to say I fucking loved it. I was very nervous going on. I've done a few like a year or 2 years ago, but it'd been a while, and it was just really fun. And so I'm doing it again on Saturday night. So if you're a fan, or if you're not, you can check me out there. And otherwise, we will be back as normal with the Patreon as well next week. We're going to be covering The Talented Mr. Ripley on Patreon as part of our Matt Damon mini-series. And yeah, Terry. Oh, Terry, you're back. Got anything else to add? Andy? tell a friend, phone a friend. If you can leave us a review, that would really help grow the pod. Good one, Terry. Sorry, I'll start again. Well, if you can't afford the €5 on Patreon, Andy, drop dead. Or you can do me one more better. Now, Andy. Yes, Terry. You said that you paid $2,000 for roofing, but I don't want a 2,000 star review. That'd be crazy, Terry. I want a 5-star review. Yeah, how does he do it? Anyway, that's it from me. I love you loads. I like you as a friend. You get the big L from me over the paywall. Goodbye. When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof is peaceful as can be, and there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired and weak, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet. I get away from the hustling crowd.
crowd and all that rat race noise down in the street. On the roof, the only place I know, where you just have to wish to make it so. Let's go up on the roof.
Up on the
telling you right smack dab in the middle of town, I found a paradise that's trouble-proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof.